Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you some ways to measure yourself, how you size yourself up to see if you're overweight. Now, I know some of the things that you like to do, to some of the objective measurements you like to do. Give me what's your favorite one that you like to do?
The jiggle. Jumping up and timing how long it takes for my body everything to stop.
And when you're lean, what somebody that's thin, how long does it take? What's the ratio? What's the time?
Maybe half a second.
And if you're overweight, what is it?
I need an hourglass to do mine.
So I always like that. But here's some other, these are a little bit more objective ways of measuring. One is obviously is body mass index. Now, one of these just taken by themselves is not as accurate as when you kind of take everything together. So what you can do to figure out your body mass index is you're going to multiply your weight in pounds, not kilos. That's going to throw everything off.
Yeah, don't do that. Sorry, European people.
That's right.
You got to find your own little.
And you're going to multiply it by 703. Okay, so that's going to be a big number for some of you.
Yes.
And you're going to divide this number by your height in inches. Okay, not centimeters, European people. Right? They go by centimeters.
Yeah, no, this isn't for them. This is American.
This is American, right? Then you can divide this again by your height in inches. So you can divide it twice. And a normal, what you're looking for, a healthy range of BMI, let's just leave it at that, between about 18.5 and about 24 is what you're looking for. Now, that's to give you a range. Now, another one is waist circumference. Waist circumference, Lee, you ready for this? This is, we all know the dangers of extra abdominal fat, known as belly fat. And it's a health risk for metabolic syndrome and diabetes. So what you want to do, what you're checking for, is that your waistline shouldn't be more than half your weight in inches. It should be that or less. If it's higher, no matter what your BMI, this indicates extra abdominal
half
fat.
Half your weight in inches?
Yes. So let's say, okay, so let's say you weigh 180 pounds. Let's just say, I'm not saying you do.
I wish.
Okay, and I'm saying it should be half your height, not your weight. It should be half your height in inches. So how many? So let's see. How tall are you in inches?
5'6". So what's that?
So 66 inches?
66.
So you're going to take 180 divided by 66, and sorry, that should be your waistline in inches.
3 inches.
It should be 3 inches. Right. Exactly. It should be, right. So it should be half that.
Perfect.
Okay. Another one. What's the problem? You having a problem with the math?
There's no way that that's right, but we'll go along with it.
Why do you think it's not right?
Why can't you just measure your waist?
You are measuring your waist.
Why can't you just take a tape measure and put it around your waist?
Right, but that number, it should be so. Okay, so let's say it comes out to be, what, 30?
34?
34.
6, right. 8.
Okay, so.
And then where is your waist exactly?
It's about just a drop below the navel, the belly button.
So your belly button is what you're aiming for, not your hips. Because if I go below my hips, I'm pretty slender.
Okay.
If I go in my belly button, that's another story.
Another thing you can do, Lee, is check lean body mass. That's going to take up for muscle bone. That's what you're looking for. And also, you're checking percent body fat. Another good measurement. All those things taken together are going to give you a good assessment of where you fall in.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.